It's a Good Life, coming to you from Central Baptist Church, located at 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida. Please join us as Dr. Lewis Woodard teaches and preaches from the King James Bible. Our prayer for you is that this program will help lift you to higher ground with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Dr. Woodard.
In our study of the book of Ephesians, we're in Ephesians chapter 5. Now, we've been looking at the word darkness, and there's so much that we can find that tells us that we were once in darkness, but we're no longer there once we trusted Jesus as our Lord and Savior. And the Bible has much to say about this. And the psalmist said in Psalm 18, verse 28, says, "For thou wilt light my candle." And notice, "The Lord my God will enlighten my darkness." I believe that every person in this world has an opportunity to be enlightened. Every person has an opportunity to go out of the darkness into the light. And that's what we're looking at here in Ephesians chapter 5. And Paul the Apostle in Ephesians chapter 5 is speaking to those individuals at the local church at Ephesus. And I remind you once again that he's not only speaking to those individuals, but he's speaking to us as well, to those people who know Jesus as Lord and Savior. Now, last time we read verse 8 of Ephesians 5, where it says, "For ye were sometimes darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord. Walk as children of light." Walk as children of God, in other words. Why? "For ye were sometimes darkness." And this is before we were saved. We walked in darkness. We did not have the light that we needed. The light was there, but it was up to us to receive that light. He says, "You were sometimes that way, but now are ye light in the Lord." This means that we are to have that emblem, which the light means here. The light is the emblem of happiness, knowledge, and holiness. We are in the light of the Lord. And not only that, it says, "But now are ye light in the Lord." We have received such a great many things from the Lord. The greatest thing we have is to be able to please God, because he first loved us and he sent Jesus Christ to give his life for us. But now, once we've trusted him as our Lord and Savior, it says, "But now are ye light in the Lord." We are to give out Jesus Christ, the true light that came into the world to save sinners. Paul the Apostle says that in Romans chapter 8 and verse 1, "There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit." In other words, those who do not walk after the darkness, but walk after the light. Now, that doesn't mean you're saved by doing good works and all this. That simply means that because you are saved, you can live the Christian life. Galatians 5:16 says, "This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh." Now, we're going to look at something about the Spirit in just a few moments in chapter 5 and verse 9 of Ephesians. Ephesians 2:10 says, "For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto" what? "Good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them." We're not saved by good works, but we're saved so we can have good works. Paul reminds us in these verses, in this verse specifically that I just read, Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 8, he reminds that not only those church members and the saved people in the church at Ephesus, but he reminds each of us that as we go forth as the light of the Lord, as we are the reflection of Jesus Christ, he reminds us of how we are to approach the people of this world who do not know him as Lord and Savior. We're not to approach these people as looking at ourselves as so high and mighty that we're better than them. And I've said this many times, we're not better than anyone else's saved people. We are just better off. He reminds each of us, Paul does and God does in these verses of Ephesians chapter 5, "Do not be so high and mighty that you forget where God brought you from. 1 Corinthians 6:11 says, "And such were some of you, but you are washed, but you are sanctified." There's a change that has taken place. He's saying, "But you are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God." But he says, and he reminds us, don't approach people of telling them that you are better than them or acting like you're better than them, because such were some of us. We were lost in sin. We were lost without Jesus Christ, but thank God he washed us in his blood. And that's what he wants to do for every person in this world. The Bible teaches us that we are cleansed by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we as saved people, we are to walk in the light of the Lord. We are no longer in darkness. So why let darkness rule our lives? In fact, 1 John chapter 1, verses 6 and 7 says, "If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness," that means living like the devil, that means living like the unsaved, "we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, of God's Son, in other words, cleanses us from all sin." As saved people in this world, we get dirty. This world is dirty. And until Jesus comes back to take us out of this world, either by the rapture of the church or once this body gives up the breath of life, he comes for me. I believe he comes for each person who knows him as Lord and Savior, either in the rapture or in death. Until that time, we are to let Jesus Christ lead us, and we're not to live like the world, not to be saved, but because we are saved. And we need to live for Jesus Christ so we can have fellowship with him. And if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And that's saved people. We get dirty, and we need a cleansing from the Lord, the same one who saved us. And there's nothing can take that salvation away, but it can break the fellowship that we have with him, the communion that we have with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I want to be able to talk with him. I want to be able to hear him when he speaks to me through his word. And the way I do that, the way I can talk with him, the way that I can be close to him, the way that I can read his word and understand what he has for me, is to stay in fellowship, is to walk in the light. Now, Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 8 continues. It says, "Walk as children of light." And that's what I've been talking about. We walk as children of light because we are saved. We are to live our lives as those who have been set free from the darkness of sin. Because we have been set free. Now, the darkness of sin was once pronounced upon us because we came to a knowledge of Jesus Christ. In other words, he says, "You're guilty." Romans 6:23 says, "For the wages of sin is death." But notice this. I like this last part of that verse in Romans 6:23. It says, "But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord." How good it is to know that you can lay your head down on your pillow at night and know that if something would happen during the night and you would draw your last breath, how good it would be for you to know, and how good it is for us who are saved to know that that last breath, when it is taken, Jesus Christ is there for us. That is, if we've trusted him as Lord and Savior. The gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. I notice that the people of God should live as those who have been enlightened to see the evil of sin. And that's happened to us. Those of us who know Jesus Christ as Savior, we have seen that. We have been enlightened. We've been shown the evils of sin. For the wages of sin is death, separation. Notice, we've been enlightened to see the evil of sin and the beauty of virtue. The beauty of what God has for us, the beauty of doing what is right in his sight, living for him. We are to live enlightened lives because we have been bought with a price. We have been brought into the light. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 5 says, "Ye are all the children of light." That's speaking not of unsaved people, but those of us who know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Ye are all the children of light, and the children of the day. We are not of the night, the verse says, nor of darkness. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 5 again says, ye are all the children of light and the children of day. We are not of the night nor of darkness. 1 John 2:8 says, again, a new commandment I write unto you, which thing is true in him and in you, because the darkness is past, and the true light now shineth. 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 6, for God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, hath shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. And Romans chapter 13 and verse 12 says, the night is far spent, the day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light. We've been saved. Once we've trusted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, why should we live any longer like the devil? Why should we let the devil control our lives? Why not let Jesus Christ control us? Well, that's what Paul the Apostle is trying to get through to us here. We are in the light, and we have the light. We've seen the light, and God is using us as a light to tell other individuals about His goodness, about His glory, and how that He loves everybody in this world, and how that God loved us so much that He sent His only begotten Son into the world, that everyone who would believe on Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. John 3:16 tells us about that. And to everyone who calls upon His name, to them gave He the power to become the sons, the children of God. We have nothing to fear today as saved people. There's nothing that can harm us, can harm our souls. All this old body can be killed. But the real person can never die. That is, I remind you once again, those individuals who have trusted Jesus Christ, the real person will never die. But that person has eternal life, and that's you if you've trusted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Let me encourage you today to really realize what you have. You have eternal life through Jesus Christ. Nothing can separate you from the love of God, which is in Jesus Christ. You are in Jesus Christ. He has you in His hands, and God has Him in His hands. Nothing can separate us. Nothing can remove us from Jesus Christ. Why? Because His blood cleansed from all sin, past, present, and future. You're on your way to heaven, and you need to be rejoicing today because you have trusted the only begotten Son of God, the light of the world. And as we continue studying, we're getting into verse 9, and we're going to see more about the light and why we should let people know that we are in the light as saved people. And if you, as a saved person today, if I don't know what you're going through, you may be having a difficult time, but take heart. Jesus Christ is still on the throne. Jesus Christ is still in charge. Jesus Christ is going to lead us out of here, just as Moses led the children of Israel out of Egypt. Jesus Christ is going to lead us out of this Egypt, this world. We have nothing to fear. Jesus is on our side. God is on our side. And we need to hold our heads up high and let the world know that we love Jesus and that He loves us. And just as He loves us, He loves them and wants them to know Him as personal Savior. Hold your head up today, saved person, because Jesus is coming soon.
You have been listening to It's a Good Life with Dr. Lewis Woodard. We trust you have been blessed. More biblical teaching about the Christian life can be found by visiting our websites, lrwm.org or itsagoodliferadio.com. We would love to hear from you today. Our email address is life@lrwm.org. This is Doug Anderson reminding you that it's a good life serving the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.